James, you know I have to do it.
What?
I have to play the song.
Song.
Because James is a self-confessed bad boy.
Okay.
Still on this.
What you gonna do, James?
He doesn't play by the rules.
No.
When he does dinner and a movie date, he goes rogue and says, hey, we're doing movie first. He smuggles candy into that theater, and then when they tell everybody to turn your cell phones off, James only turns his to vibrate.
But that's not the rules, Jeff.
No, he doesn't care. He's a rebel. He's bad boy James. And all this rebel wants right now is another date with a hottie that he met named Tara. James, yeah. I bet you cross the street even when that little red-handed thing is flashing at you, don't you?
Oh, you know it. I'm a jaywalker, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, but wow. The police aren't listening.
He still looks both ways before it crosses.
Yeah. Maybe only one way, bro.
I mean, he's bad. He's not an idiot. But I think we should all try and channel a little bit of bad boy right now when we call Tara and convince her to go out with him one more time.
Jeffrey, if you keep this up, Tara's not going to know who you're talking about. Like, if you talk about James as a bad boy, you sound like a really nice dude, James.
Yeah, I think I am.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
maybe we're getting a little out of control with the, I don't know, but it's fun.
I think Jeff's a little hyper today. I think that's all the only thing we can...
The darkest souls always seem the nicest on the outside.
Yeah, that's what you want to tell yourself.
Okay, maybe
don't tell her that, though, when you're trying to get her to go back out with me.
Yeah,
okay, there we go.
All right, we'll save that for the end, all right? We're going to dial Tara's number. You ready, man?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, it's Tara.
Hey, Tara. How you doing? My name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
You're calling from the radio station?
Yeah, were you expecting my call?
No.
Okay.
Hi, what's going on? What is this?
This is a segment that we do called a Second Date Update. It's where we help our listeners reach out to people that they've gone out with recently, but they're having trouble getting a hold of them again.
I feel like I've heard of this before. I feel like I've heard of this show.
That's good. Awesome, Tara. Look, all of a sudden, she's our favorite.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I wouldn't go that far. I've heard of it.
We have low standards. It's fine.
Yeah, that's still a lot to us.
Sorry, I know. We do sound kind of thirsty right now.
Yeah.
So,
but we're not the only ones.
Hey, good. I like that.
It's true. We are calling on behalf of one of our listeners named James.
Oh, James.
Yeah.
Yep. I did go on a date with James, yes.
Okay.
What did you think of James?
Well,
just overall, nice guy, kind of a bad boy, somewhere in between.
Yeah, what's the scale?
He's definitely a sweetie.
A sweetie.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Sweeties are some of the worst candies out there.
Yeah. So.
I see what you're saying.
That's what he smuggled.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, we're doing an inside joke.
You thought he was really nice, at least?
Yeah, he's definitely a sweet soul.
That's good. Most people like that.
I mean, it is good, but it's usually like what you call somebody who's like your a little brother or something.
Yeah,
not necessarily someone you want to date.
Yeah, like a sweet guy. Yeah, you're right.
I'm curious, what did James tell you guys?
He just gave us an overview that there was dinner in a movie, and he surprised you by bringing in some M&Ms from the outside.
From the outside.
Yeah.
Some contraband.
How to get him in? Wait a minute.
And, yes, that's true. He did. He did bring in some M&Ms, which actually are my favorite movie candies.
Oh,
sweet.
That's perfect.
So he scored with that part, right?
Yeah, that was great. You know, I love to bring in my own snacks too. Like, you know, super thoughtful. But it's just kind of this other weird thing. I don't know. But he also brought. Well, what he said was, he like kind of whispered like it was a secret, but he's like, I also brought drinks in. And I was thinking,
we're
going to kind of get some liquid courage here and kind of liven things up. Maybe he had like little airplane
shots,
mini bottles or whatever. I thought we were going to spike our sodas or something.
Yeah, that would be perfect. I never thought of that.
That sounds so James right now.
Yeah, bad boy James. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing was he had a jacket, like one of those jackets with the inside pockets, and he opens up his inside pocket like he's about to pull out a flask.
Yeah.
And he pulls out two warm, first of all, Capri Suns. You know those drinks that go like in kids' like Lunchables?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're very familiar with Capri Suns.
Anybody that doesn't like Capri Suns is a communist.
What?
Wait.
Whoa.
Wait.
James.
Whoa. Set you off? Whoa. Like, why are you doing that?
James, are you on this call right now? Is that you?
I don't know. What do you want me to bring?
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on.
Why are you being so defensive?
Yeah, Tara, that obviously is James on the other line. He's been listening.
Oh,
you're supposed to wait, James, but I guess, you don't listen to the rules, so you can jump in whenever you want.
That, I don't know what you like. I mean, just come on.
Wow, okay. First of all, hi. Hi. But I don't have any problem with Capri Suns. Like, it was a great kind of throwback. It was just an interesting choice is all. I wasn't expecting Capri Suns. Who would expect Capri Suns?
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool myself. Okay,
yeah. I mean,
Wild Cherry Rush.
Hold the out.
Wild Cherry Rush? Ew, stop.
Okay. That sounds like a good
flavor.
Tara,
we're asking you why you're not calling James back. It's because he brought Capri Suns and you thought that's
vodka
not
was going to be it?
Is that really the reason?
No, definitely not. It wasn't just the Capri Suns. It was just there were some things, James, that I felt like maybe, okay, when we went to dinner and you ordered, I mean, that menu was pretty great. Like, they had some good things on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of felt like your palate was maybe a little simpler or
childish. He ordered a burger.
Yeah, I don't want to say, I don't know. I love food, and I like people that like to have fine dining experiences. And a plain hamburger with ketchup, I don't know. That
I'm
was
starting
kind of,
to get it.
You know what, Tara? It feels like you were treating me a lot like my parents did after college, and they just told me I needed to just grow up, okay? I mean,
How did you make that joke, James?
She's not like my mom right now.
You're exactly right.
Like
I did
mom.
Feel a little bit like your parents.
My mom.
I had to
mom
say to put
like
your napkin on your lap. I mean, who does that? Why do you have to be reminded to put your napkin on your lap?
You had to tell him to put his napkin on his lap?
Yes, there was like stuff dripping all over his lap, and he's like,
"Oh my dude, that's like the first thing you
What's
do when
you're dripping
sit down.
The ketchup."
So it's like it's like less of a bad boy and more like a just like a child,
like a boy,
boy.
Okay,
just a boy,
just the boy.
Yeah,
no, and then
it would have been okay, but then James, like, here's a hot tip. You don't have to show people your pictures on your photo album of all your Lego creations. I gotta say, that wasn't exactly a turn-on.
You were showing her pictures of Lego sets?
You know what, Tara? Come down off your pedestal there, okay? FYI, those Lego sets are really hard to build, all right?
Yes, they are.
I know I can't do the 14-plus yet. I'm just more comfortable with the 12 and under, all right?
I thought you were talking about the adult Lego sets that cost like hundreds of dollars.
Listen, someday I'm going to get to those. I'll be an expert, I'm sure, because I try really hard, but that day's not today. I'll get to those.
Tara, look at that. He has goals for himself. Okay, he wants to one day work his way up to the 14 and over Lego sets.
Yeah, and maybe he'll use something, lucky lady.
I can't be the girl that's waiting around for him to get to the Millennium Falcon set, you know? I don't want to get there.
I mean, James, you can kind of see from her perspective how you came off as a little immature.
What?
You know, right?
You know, if I wanted to get nagged like this so bad, y'all, I would just go upstairs.
Go upstairs?
What?
Upstairs?
Yeah.
What's upstairs, James?
No. My mom.
No!
Oh, dude. Okay. Are you serious right now? You live with your parents?
Yeah, just for now. Listen,
that's
I got
fine.
Laid off, not fired. Not that you would know the difference, but I got laid off.
Yeah.
That's
all right. That happens. It's just all of the things put together that's hard to stomach. It's not living with your parents that I'm sure is the issue. Right, Tara?
James, you told me you had roommates.
Okay.
You did not say that your roommates were your parents.
I mean, technically.
They are my roommates. Listen, I get the whole basement to myself. I can just play on my Legos everywhere like that. And I can have friends whenever I want. It's fine. It's only temporary.
Everyone's got to leave by 8, but other than that.
It was your mom that bought the Capri Suns that you brought to the movie theater, wasn't it?
You probably took them from the pantry.
You guys think I'm a bad boy? That is a bad boy thing I did straight out of her purse while she was napping. Didn't even know.
Oh, wow. Dang.
It's weird that she keeps them in her purse just in case you get thirsty.
She gets thirsty. I don't know.
I'm taking you to the doctor tomorrow.
James, you're a fun-loving guy. Thanks.
Okay, are you guys kind of getting the picture here? Do you see this? Like, this is pretty much the reason why I didn't call him back.
Okay. But there's always chances for redemption with a bad boy. You can always reform them. And this is going to be your opportunity because we'd like to send you on another date with Bad Boy James.
Lovingly, I don't want a bad boy. I'm really more interested in a man. So I think that it's going to be a pass for me. But I think that maybe James should try dating like someone much younger. Like much more on his level, like maybe a high schooler
That's illegal. Now, Tara, now you're the bad boy here.
I don't have time for you anyway, Tara. I got Legos to build. Whatever.
Okay. Hey, that's a bad boy right there.
You show her, James.
He's not even going to follow the instructions.